Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za. And of course, you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of those social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. The most common question I get these days is, how do I improve my sucky Wi-Fi? Or some variation of that theme. To it from a listener, Robin, by email this week. Hi, David. My current Wi-Fi modem doesn't reach all the areas of the house, and I'm considering a range extender. I currently have a TP-Link Archer C50 router. Do you have an option on the best range extenders available? There are many on the market with a wide range of prices. I also see there's an option of a mesh router, which is claimed to cover all dead spots, even between stories. These seem to be rather expensive, but perhaps it's the latest technology. Regards, Robin. Well, the simple answer to the best range extender, if you have listened to me over the years, is don't do it. They are just going to cause more congestion. Do you get a mesh Wi-Fi or consider Wi-Fi 6 routers or routers? I'll never know which is the right one. Out of interest, Robin, if you had a slightly newer Wi-Fi 6-enabled TP-Link Archer router, it probably would have had a form of mesh system built in. I cannot stress enough, mesh systems work. Range extenders cause even more problems. There are two problems in a typical home with Wi-Fi. The one is reach and the other is congestion. If your base station doesn't reach the dark corners of your house, usually due to heavy walls and the like, more base stations will help. The trouble is the more base stations you have, the more congestion you cause. And this is the second problem. The devices seldom hand over Wi-Fi from one to another. This is where mesh system comes in. The mesh bases share the workload, operating collaboratively and handling your Wi-Fi, handing it about as per the settings that you put in. The real thing is congestion. When you've got all of these different devices broadcasting together, they're actually cause it to get even worse. And mesh causes them to integrate when they do that, and the power levels are played with. And they are designed from the beginning to integrate and work alongside one another. As soon as you have multiple base stations which aren't meshed, or you have multiple range extenders, and particularly bad if you're living in a block of flats or something like that where other people are doing the same thing, there's a limited number of channels that these things can broadcast on, and you end up with loads of overlap and signals fighting each other. Think of it as being in a room and you shout louder, it's full of people, and you shout louder to be heard. All that happens is everyone else shouts louder too, and it's actually harder to hear and be heard. So the mesh system quiets everyone down. Imagine everyone's talking on little microphones and walkie-talkies, as a weird analogy, but that's the idea. So the two steps that I would do is, number one, the mesh system. And if you don't want to face that and you are upgrading your router anyway, get a router that is, and when you're buying a new router, watch out for two things. One, get one that is mesh enabled, if possible. And two, get one now that is Wi-Fi 6 enabled. The issue with Wi-Fi 6, it won't solve any of the problems, but Wi-Fi 6 has much better range than the previous iterations of Wi-Fi did. So in short, spend the money, get a mesh system, and don't throw good money after bad in pursuit of that elusive non-existent range extender that will actually solve the core issues you're having. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, please drop me that line at david@fmr.co.za and find me on most of those social media channels on @DavidDondi and, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. Until next week, bye.